Hi, last day of the week. If you're watching on Twitch, then you get to see this all at once. They're available. So I'm looking at everything that's happening, and I'm going about my own work. I'm writing my own books, and I'm building my web servers, and I'm getting my advertising network ready, and I'm starting to look into skateboard stories and getting into sports, action sports. We're talking, skateboarding, surfing, snowboarding. I'm pursuing these things, and I'm doing it trying to wrap my head around this idea that the work we're doing now will continue after Jesus gets back. That's even a promise in Revelation. It's about chapter 20, that there's a shout from heaven. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on, for their work goes with them. The work that we do will continue. And there's been, I don't know how much you believe in modern prophecy, but there's been some modern prophecy about this, that in the past, many people were martyred and many people died, and it just large groups of people, their work was just crushed and smashed. But we're in a season where there are many people that are good and working, and their work will not be utterly smashed. I mean, unfortunately, some people will continue to die. We get sick and we die, but there's not going to be massive wipeout of the good people doing good things, and it's just all smashed and done and ruined. So as I look at what happens with riots, as I look at what happens with elections, let's even go back to the W. Bush era. As we look at it, at the craziness that's happening in the world, look what's going on. Good people who do fair, honest work, it's called the righteous. They're just and fair. It doesn't mean that they're sinless or perfect, but they have a fair standard of conduct. They follow the golden rule as best they can. People that live like that find a way around, and changes happen because of the trouble, which help them. Proverbs says that a righteous man will fall down seven times and still get back up, but the wicked, they fall down once and they're down. They stay down. And that's the thing about the righteous. They're the ones that are actually good at what they do. I'm at the skate park. I practice my skateboard tricks in a difficult way. I squat down a little bit. I bend my knees a little bit and stay down. I see a lot of people pumping up and down at the ramps. They're going up and down ramps, but they're standing straight up the whole time. I squat down a little bit and make my muscles actually do work, which means that in the end, I'm going to be able to control more. Already, I run, when I do my little work at the ramps, I drop in and go back and forth on ramps both ways. It's called, I'm goofy, but it's regular and switch, or you could say right-handed and left-handed. I'm not ambidextrous, but I learn every skateboard move backwards. And so already I can do a lot of things that experienced skaters can't, because they only learn things one way, the easy way. And as a result, as time goes on, I'm able to manage situations that they can't. And so it's just kind of an interesting lesson for me and for them. I'm not wasting my time. They're like, oh, you know what? Maybe there's something to that. And we all work together and improve together, et cetera. But you could say that I'm doing things in a strong, lasting way. What I'm always talking about with people everywhere I go is that there aren't shortcuts to success. Don't join the local secret society. Don't join the Rotary Club or, the JCs or the Lions Club, because you're going to get into some business group and then they're going to have your friends and help promote you and advance your career some way. There are no shortcuts to success. If you advance your career because your friends got you there, you're not going to really know what you're doing. You need to get there on your own merit, and you need to work your way into it so that when you're there at the helm, when you're running things, whatever you are running, you really know what you're doing, because you've gone through the hard times to get there. And and we are doing things as best we can, hard times come and it moves stuff in our favor. So see, you know, right now, as if you know from the past several weeks, I've been focusing on web servers because of a bunch of crazy stuff that happened in my life. My computer conked out, forced me to reinstall stuff. So I went ahead and did Manjaro while I was at it. I still wouldn't have gotten to Manjaro yet if it weren't for that. And so looking at that and other things, I'm focusing more on web servers, getting Arch Linux, which is what Manjaro is based on, getting that to run on web servers. And it's so much better than what I was using before. I'm thrilled with it. I'm happy anyway. A lot of other people are still happy with Ubuntu. That's fine. I'm happy it works for them. Just I've got my story, my reasons. And I just feel like life is fresher. And look what's happening. People aren't trusting the big cloud server companies, the big cloud server. People aren't trusting these large companies anymore. People want to do their own cloud. They want to do their own social media stuff. They want to do their own web servers because they don't trust these big companies that frankly might be destroying evidence of crimes. Like it's possible that the only evidence of a crime committed in an election booth was a video sent only to Twitter and Twitter removes it. It's possible. All this removal of social media posts, it's sooner or later, if these companies keep doing that so quickly, just removing people's stuff without a police order, one day they are going to get too sloppy and they could be accused of destroying evidence. I mean, you know, police use pictures on social media to arrest people. That's so it's therefore evidence. So removing it, taking it down, because it violates our community standards. So it's against your community standards to not break the law? You can't destroy evidence. And if something needs to be taken down, the police need to be involved and at least retain a copy of it. Otherwise, they're going too far. And it's causing people to distrust many systems, police, elections, now social media. And what have I been doing? All these years, I've been working on cloud. I've been working on computer stuff, exactly where everybody's headed. Why? Because that was the way to be fair and honest and responsible in the space around me. And I learned that from biblical values, biblical virtue. Always learn, always try to do my best. A wise man seeks knowledge. A fool despises it. And I'm always trying to learn and improve myself. And where I'm going is where to go. And now I've been skateboarding for several years. I'm not wonderful at it, but I understand and I'm on the learning curve. I'm on the learning curve and I'm respected because I'm real. I'm not a poser. And I don't try to not be a poser. I'm myself. I'm real. And so now I've been doing news business. I've been pushing Pacific Daily Times for like 7-8 years. I just don't stop. The way to do a podcast is to do it regularly, to keep doing it. And so I kept writing stories and I keep doing these things. Now, all of a sudden it's newspaper time. We need a sports section. Guess what? I understand skateboarding because I am one and I hang out with those guys. And you know, I don't just know the wannabes. I know the local kids that are actually going somewhere who aren't good yet. And I have some respect from the people who kind of are sort of known in their circles. I just love all of them. I just see them as my friends. I'm like, I meet a guy at the skate park. He's really cool. We talk. Later on, I find out he's a local Instagram celebrity. I'm like, oh, all right. I hope it doesn't mess him up. You know, I just see him as my friend. So on that note, I need to get back to all the random people that, have come into my life here, and I'll be continuing to live life with people and do good work based on basic teaching. And I think that's pretty much what the working life is going to be from here on through Jesus' time on earth. It's just going to get better. And I'm trying to wrap my head around all those things at once. You've got like Bible teaching, but there won't be Bible teachers, but we're doing work. And where does it all fit? It's like, well, whatever the lessons we need, is it a computer lesson or is it a virtue lesson? What do we need for the moment? What do we need for the moment? I'm going forward. The world is my church because Jesus doesn't fit into that box for Sunday morning. Not anymore. Neither does the work we have. The whole earth will be filled with his glory. And that his glory, a lot of it, is the awesome work we do. So keep working. It matters. It matters. You matter. See you next week.